Hello there, Padawans. Welcome to another episode of Pod Between Worlds Holonet Live. I'm your host, Steve. Today is July 15th. Here's what's going on in the galaxy. First up, The Bad Batch was announced for Disney Plus 2021, which will feature Clone Force 99, which you saw in Season 7 of The Clone Wars. And it'll show what happens to them after the Empire takes over the galaxy. Now, there's been more details that have been released through Kessel Run's transmissions yesterday, and I'm going to go through some of those details now, and it's quite interesting. On a later podcast this week, this weekend, Ollie and I will definitely be discussing this, but through the Kessel Run transmissions, they say that Dave Filoni was tapped by Disney Plus today, and that this series has been in development for a while. Bad Batch, as we know, is coming out in 2021, maybe spring, before the Rebels sequel. The Rebels sequel series, which they think will be announced after the Ahsoka Mandalorian episode, was probably in the works, and that they've already been working on something related to it. They also speculated that the Bad Batch and the Trace Rafa arc, so Ahsoka's arc right after the Bad Batch in Season 7, were both put there to test the waters and to see which one would work in a spinoff series. If that's true, you can see that makes more sense now. Some people with Season 7 thought the beginning was kind of slow in that sense, so that's very interesting right there. Ahsoka, they claim that Ahsoka is in the show, and she's going to be wearing the same outfit as at the end of Season 7. Rex is also in the show. They're going to be there in a limited capacity. Echo, Wolf are both going to be in the show. Same with possibly Cody's they've been speculating that he might be in it as well. As we mentioned, it's going to be after Order 66, so the aftermath of that when the Empire takes over. So it sounds like that the Bad Batch will be taking on mercenary-type stuff in the galaxy. A very interesting note, they mentioned that Quillen Voss's name has been thrown about now. I won't go into too much detail, but that's one of my favorite Jedi, so I am super excited if that's true. And then going down to wrap it up, the crew includes Filoni and some crew from Rebels and Resistance, and those that worked on the Siege of Mandalore. And then they said that Dark Disciple, which again, that's related to Quillen Voss, might be made at some point separately. Disney sees the demand for that, so who knows. So that's a lot to wrap your mind around. Ollie and I, like I said, we're definitely going to be talking about this in our upcoming podcast. There's a lot to break down here. But just all these details are just super exciting. This show, I can't wait for it. So super exciting. If you haven't watched The Clone Wars yet, again, with all this news going on, this is huge. Binge watch The Clone Wars. I can't say it enough. I will even admit myself that when The Clone Wars came out, I initially would not watch it just because I was like, it's a cartoon, you know, whatever. I'm not going to watch that. I'm too old for this shit, whatever. So not true. Go watch it. I thoroughly enjoy it, and I've rewatched it a bunch of times. It's an awesome show. If it's in the same vein as Clone Wars, this is going to be super exciting. And the fact that they're throwing out some Ahsoka and Rex and Quillen Voss stuff. Like I said, a lot of people don't know what happened to Quillen Voss after Order 66. So it'll be very interesting to see if they actually break down through that. So definitely check that out. Super exciting news. We'll keep you updated on everything else that'll happen related to that. All right, so next, Han Solo, Alden Ehrenreich, he was interviewed by Esquire, and there was some stuff that, you know, they asked him some stuff related to Star Wars, and one of the biggest quotes, so they asked him about Solo sequel, and this was his response. No, I don't know anything about that. I mean, you know, I think our movie was kind of the last of the conventional era Star Wars movie release time, but there is a sliver of hope. He has heard some rumors about happenings in the Star Wars world. I've heard some stuff, but nothing concrete, quote unquote. Now, everyone is speculating that there is some Solo stuff going on. As you know, the Solo movie itself was not quite a box office hit. It took Star Wars a little bit in a different direction. I know personally, I really enjoyed the movie. I thought it was done great. I thought he played Han Solo great. As an origin story, I thought it was awesome. But some people felt it was different. So Solo, A Star Wars Story, and Rogue One were the two movies that came out that were outside of the trilogies. And a lot of people really liked the Rogue One movie, but not the Han Solo movie. But now there's also some tweets that might raise some more speculation. So the next tweet I'm going to read is from Noah Outlaw, and he says, "I've said it before, but don't be surprised if Enfys Nest shows up in the Cassian Andor series." Now, Enfys Nest was in Solo. Now, this doesn't have anything to do with the quote I just said with the Han Solo actor. However, this might be what he's referring to, or one of the things that he's referring to. Enfys Nest was in Solo. They fought against Crimson Dawn. And then obviously you saw there is Saw Gerrera and Jyn Erso in Rogue One. So this would actually tie those two movies together. And it's kind of interesting. It kind of brings a new light to Star Wars, because those were they were seen as standalone movies. So it'd be really cool if those movies were tied together even more. So this tweet raises some more speculation. And then there's another tweet by Jordan Mason, who also tweeted the quote by Alden Ehrenreich. But then he also says, "I've heard of a couple Disney Plus series being developed to focus on various characters in Solo. Haven't heard any updates since the start of this year. However, so not sure if those are still being worked on or ever got beyond the idea stage." So it sounds like there's some stuff going on in the Solo universe, so to speak. And if they are, in fact, trying to tie Rogue One Solo, that's really exciting stuff. Definitely keep your eyes out. We'll definitely be reporting on this stuff the more that we see. But like I said, Solo, if you haven't seen Solo, it's now out on Disney Plus. That made news last week. So definitely, I always say this, so definitely check this out. But go check it out. I mean, if you haven't seen it, it's a fun movie. It's adventurous. I really like it. There's a lot of action in it, and I feel like it's a suitable origin story for Han Solo. As you know, Solo 2 was supposed to be coming out. There was supposed to be a sequel to that, but supposedly got canceled. I'm not sure if that's even confirmed or whatnot. So just with all this news revolving around that, shows that, you know, it might show that Disney's actually, you know, listening to the fans in terms of a lot of people did indeed like Solo, and they really liked Rogue One. So tying the two together might add some more depth to the Star Wars galaxy in the time between Revenge of the Sith and A New Hope. So let's see. So moving on from that, that was a lot to take in. I know there's a lot of stuff that happened over the last couple days. The next thing, and this is a huge rumor, and I'm just going to mention it and think of it. You know, you can speculate on it. We might talk about it on the podcast. I don't know if this is even, I don't know what to think of this, but supposedly LRM Online has said that Hayden Christensen has signed on for the Kenobi series, and it's a big role. Ah, God. It's just that until we actually see something confirmed from, like, Star Wars itself, this is such a huge rumor. I mean, he did have that speaking part in The Rise of Skywalker, just like a lot of the other actors and actresses did. But It's just a huge rumor. I mean, it's something I'm just going to mention it out there. Go check it out. It's on LRMonline.com. I'll put the link in the description of the episode if you want to read up a little bit more on it. I think it's totally bogus until we actually see some proof. This is typical. Ollie and I have been saying on the podcast, there's all these rumors. There's no confirmations on any of this stuff. From Ahsoka to this. So go check it out if you want. It's just a wild rumor. It would make Kenobi friggin' amazing right off the bat. The fact that we would be seeing Anakin Skywalker again, that'd be really cool. But again, it's just rumor. But I'll drop the link in the description. You can go check it out. With that, I'm going to end on that note. This episode has been quite long, but I appreciate you listening. Thank you for following us. If you haven't already, check us out on YouTube. Follow us on our streaming services, on our Instagram, and then drop us a review, especially in Apple iTunes. We really appreciate the support that we have. Also, we have another podcast dropping today from this weekend with Star Wars Origins, our guest on this past weekend's podcast. So we're definitely excited to share that with you all. So keep your eye out on that. Other than that, Padawans, catch you later.